musical side of our show. We have Shayla Paradise with us. Hi, Shayla.
Hello, John and Robin. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in. We need a dose of culture this morning.
Yes. So you are an author and a songwriter.
That's correct.
And a singer.
And a singer, yes.
Is there anything you don't do?
You know, there's a lot of things I don't do because I spend a lot of time just walking in the woods.
Footprint of a Heart, 18,000 miles of stillness that moves. Well, tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you. This is a book that I wrote in collaboration with Authors of the Flathead, a group here in Kalispell. Yeah. And it captures my five long walks, five through hikes. Which is a walk across the country, essentially, as in the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail.
So you did the Appy?
I did the Appy twice.
Wow.
Yeah, in 2011, and then I went back for a second go in 2021.
Now, that's the whole length.
Yes, correct. From Georgia to Maine.
Sheesh.
Yeah, that's two of the five walks that I've done.
Wow. All right.
And so while I was walking, I was keeping blogs, which I would write when I was in town. I actually don't carry a smartphone, even in this life, even today. And so I've done all of these walks. I've done the Pacific Crest Trail, which goes across California, Oregon, and Washington. Mm-hmm. The Continental Divide Trail, which goes from the Mexican border in New Mexico and finishes at the Waterton Glacier border here. Mm-hmm. And then one across New Zealand, known as the Te Araroa, which goes across the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Footprint of a Heart, 18,000 miles of stillness that moves. That's the name of a book?
That's the name of my book.
Okay, now, have you set it to music?
We hope to. Actually, I'm here with my partner, Mateo. He's the most fabulous guitarist. And when we get back...
Hey, Mateo.
Good morning. Good morning.
When he get back to his home in Colorado, Carbondale, Colorado, we'll be working with
some studios.
Oh, you're
in Carbondale?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've skied in that area several times.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I was in Denver for 20 years. Well, Robin was there for a while, too.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Anyway, they've got a place in Carbondale where they are testing alternative energy sources.
Yes. SEI. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's incredible. I've visited there a few times when I lived there, and it gave me new hope for power generation.
Great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really cool stuff they're doing. Anyway, we digress.
No,
we want to
talk,
what I'd love to do is hear one of your songs.
Sure. We're going to sing for you. This is called Walked 1,000 Miles. I wrote this on the Continental Divide Trail, which was my third of the five through hikes.
All right.
I had quite an arc to it emotionally. All right. Well, I walked 1,000 miles and I tried to shut my brain off. Didn't have a moment of success. So I took it to the river and I asked to shut the pain off. But all the river said was yes, just yes. And I said, how do you walk when you feel broken? How do you hold the memory still? How do you show the world in words that can't be spoken? She said, darling, you just will. So I walked another 1,000 miles. I tried to keep the rain off. From tree to tree and cave to cave. I gave up on comfort because I thought it might take some strain off. And the purple mountain told me I was brave. And I said, you can't lose what was never yours. And you can't win cause it's not a game. And you don't get to go around closing doors. Cause my darling, we're the same. So I walked another 1,000 miles. I couldn't help the laughter, couldn't tell where it stopped, and I began. If it only took 3,000 miles to find what I was after, sign me up to start it all again. And we don't walk because we're aching. We're not singing because we're sad. So we don't worry about time this is taking, 'cause this right here is all we ever had. And I'm glad.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, it was a 3,000-mile journey with no navigation system, so I was lost all the time. and it's the Rockies. I had done two through hikes that were a little bit smoother, and the Rockies, I just got hailed on all the time, and I was constantly lost, and lightning striking you up above the divide, and you have to barrel down really often, so it was just kind of a messy experience.
You don't want to be on a 14er at any time in the afternoon.
That's exactly
in Colorado.
Right. That's exactly right. Every day, like clockwork, the storms come in.
You can even feel it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Well, that was very nice. We're a couple of old disc jockeys,
so we appreciate
that.
Thank you.
And you're going to be performing or on stage?
Yeah, that's correct. So tonight, up at Home Ranch Bottoms, we're playing with Mateo, and I are playing our guitars and singing, and then Chris Cresselius on another guitar, and Lee Zimmerman on the cello.
Oh.
So we'll be up there tonight from 5 to 7. And then we have another performance at White Raven Winery on the 28th, the four of us, with more readings out of the book. That'll be more of an intimate night with wine. And then Sacred Waters on October 3rd with a full band, including a violinist, Clara Bird. So the five of us will be playing.
An intimate night with wine. That says it all.
Yep, stories and wine.
Gosh. Yeah. Shayla Paradise is her name, and you ought to catch her. Can we get your music online?
You can get my music, Shayla Paradise, on YouTube.
All right. And it's Paradeis, folks.
Yes. Thank you. Like parade is.
Okay, there you go.
And the book is available at the bookshelf. Okay. Just next door here.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Shayla.
Hey, gosh, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mateo.
Yeah, thank you.
Terrific material here.